grace and your mercy. Okay. Try it again. Just thankful that you're all with us. Appreciate our being together in the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We cherish every opportunity that we have to be together as your people and dwelling and feasting upon your word, partaking in the communion with you and with each other. Bless this time and cause it to respond to you as you bring that which is honoring and which is our life. Amen. Amen. Please stand as we speak the Shema together. The Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, Ve'akol Leo Abacha, Uvekol Neshefka, Uvekol Modeka, Ve'ahavta Racha, Kamoka, Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your word and your spirit, making it very much the course of our walk on this earth together. Amen and amen. Please be seated. 2 Samuel 22:4. I call upon the Lord who is to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. Once more, we're finding ourselves enthralled with the fact that we can call upon the Lord in the midst of our troubles and our circumstances, and we will be heard. God works mightily to save all those who call upon His glorious and His most awesome name. In accordance with this great and magnificent assurance of His open heaven to us, we need to bring before Him the praise and the adoration which expresses our supreme gratitude and honor of Jehovah. And we'll continue with that which is so wondrously put before us by the psalmist in Psalm 116, 12 through 17. If you would open and read along with me, use not only our eyes, but letting our hearts rejoice together in the tremendous goodness of our Lord God Almighty. Psalm 116, 12 through 17. What shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits toward me? I shall lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I shall pay my vows to the Lord. Oh, may it be in the presence of all His people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His godly ones. O Lord, surely I am Thy servant. I am Thy servant, the son of Thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. To thee I shall offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. Two aspects of note need to be highlighted in this passage. The first is the fact that we are to proclaim the glory of the work and the majesty and the power of God in the presence of His people. We are to be gathered together as the physical representation of His body, exclaiming together and delighting with each other in all the accounts of His miraculous and His so marvelous deeds. Gathered together, we encourage one another in Him, in His truth, and in His wisdom, and in His power, and in His every provision. The second reality is that this passage highlights something which we do not often mention with respect to the working power of God. There are many Christians who feel that they should be immune from earthly persecution and torture and torment and death. They have the idea that if they call out to the Lord with earnest efforts and with those loud voices making great claim upon His name, He will not let anything bad happen to them. They believe that their bodies will be healed from all those diseases and afflictions of this age simply because they are Christians. They believe that the attacks from those who harbor ill hatred and anger and ill will and resentment against them will all be calmed. They also feel that they will not be killed by those raging forces of this age which fume and ferociously attack the earthly representation of the resurrected and glorified Jesus Christ. Inherent in this is the idea that all financial burdens and strife will be set apart from us, and that we will have all that our hearts desire on this earth. This has never been the promise of God in the care of His own. He has fully and He has absolutely promised to supply all our needs and to envelop us with His loving arms of grace and mercy and comfort and healing. But that does not equate to what those who hold to the above demand from Him, as if He were their heavenly butler instead of their heavenly Father. Rather, as indicated in this very passage, the death of His godly ones is precious in His sight, but they still undergo that death on this earth. The physical body of a believer is not immune to the illnesses and the strife and the wounds inflicted by car accidents, robbers, mobs of protesters, and assorted authoritarian powers. Christians die at the hands of those whose hearts are filled with wickedness and with anger. The morgues of hospitals and medical examiners contain countless numbers of the bodies of those who love the Lord with all their hearts. The hospital wards contain thousands of wonderful saints, brothers and sisters in Christ, who will never see another sunrise or sunset. Such is the fact of our walk on this earth. This does not mean that each one was disregarded by God. Rather, in His infinite wisdom and His unsearchable omniscience, the time for each one of His people has been measured out from eternity. Each one, you and me, are here only as long as God has determined, and not 1 minute longer or shorter. He alone knows the time of our walk on this imperfect earth as the witness of His so great love in Jesus Christ. We do not tell God what He needs to do. We ask Him to do His perfect and glorious work in our lives, no matter what needs to happen to this mortal body. The fact is that we are each so very precious to Him. He knows exactly what the cost of our lives entail in the terms of which will bring about His plan and His purpose in the lives of His people. As an aside, I once more give expression to the utter wonder that fills my heart every time I consider those early believers who were suffering that severe persecution at the hands of Rome. They were being martyred in the arenas just for sport in the eyes of that citizenry. Yet, when all was accounted under the manifested work of God, those saints, as they died horrible deaths at the hands of the Romans, were singing praise and adoration to the Lord God, Jesus Christ. This to the point that eventually the entire Roman Empire would be turned upside down and became a Christian influence throughout the known world. Those Roman spectators could not understand how a people could rejoice in their physical death with their eyes on the eternal and the song of praise rising from mangled lips and slashed bodies. Yet each one was precious to God. He did not abandon them in their misery. The Holy Spirit was the reason that they could praise God in the highest with the last gasp of their breaths. The same has happened in innumerable lives as Christians have succumbed to cancer and other diseases, poverty, and all types of human destruction and destitution in the eyes of those who watched. These beloved brothers and sisters who underwent the torment and physical strife gave their lives fully to Jesus Christ. As they died, the multitudes of spectators witnessed the hope that rose in each of these saints as they withered and perished from the earth to arrive at their heavenly home with joy and with eternal thanksgiving. This has caused so many people and even nations to seek to know who Jesus was, who could so be so loved by these members of his church on earth. Next, consider the encouragement of the psalmist as declared in Psalm 148. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all stars of light. Praise Him, highest heavens and the waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. He has also established them forever and ever. He has made a decree which will not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and winged fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and virgins, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven, and He has lifted up a horn for His people, praise for all His godly ones, even for the sons of Israel, a people near to Him. Praise the Lord. Thank you. The entirety of creation is to praise the Lord. Our voices are to join in the manifold praise of God, as does the whole of that which is the work of His hand. He spoke, and the universe as we know it came into being with the fullness of that which He put forth onto the earth. The people of God are to be the heralds within the entirety of this realm as to the fact that the Lord is to be highly exalted and praised. His word is fulfilled as each day passes into night and then into day again. The seasons all proclaim the glory of God, as do the stars and the other heavenly beings. The deeps and the mountains, the valleys and the sky all exclaim His majesty and His splendor and His glory. Therefore, should we, with the every fiber of our being, because He has brought us near into a living relationship with Himself through the death and the resurrection of His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. This is proclaimed for us by the Apostle Paul in Romans 10:8 through 13, if you would please open to it. We need to search our hearts as to the relationship we share with God in His beloved Son, Jesus. There should be that confident assurance that even when we go through those times of death and destruction in the course of our walk on this earth, we will still honor and adore and proclaim that God alone is worthy of all our praise and adoration. It is in Him that our salvation rests. today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Romans 10, 8 through 13. What does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches for all who call upon him. For whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. This highlights the reality that anyone, no matter what the status, no matter what the political affiliation, no matter what the place of birth or economic situation, anyone who calls upon the name of Jesus as Savior will be saved. This is such an all-encompassing promise of God to those who will so believe in His love freely given in Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. This is the ultimate and essential calling out to God that is expressed even in our morning's passage. It is in Christ that every need is met, and every pain is soothed, and every enemy is conquered. Accordingly, we turn to the last book of the Bible, the book of the revelation of Jesus Christ, to read a couple of those detailed passages which highlight the great work of God in the lives of those who do overcome through the power of the perfect sacrificial Lamb, Jesus. We begin with the praise and the honor declared unto God as detailed in Revelation 4, 9 through 11. Revelation 4, 9 through 11. And when the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, to Him who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders will fall down before Him who sits on the throne and will worship Him who lives forever and ever and will cast their crowns before the throne saying, worthy art Thou, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou didst create all things, and because of Thy will they existed and were created. There will be that growing recognition throughout the entirety of the universe of that which is declared before the throne of the Most High. He is absolutely worthy of all the glory and the praise and the honor from all that He has wrought. Everything is only because He spoke it into being in His tremendous and glorious act of creation. Therefore, all that exists is only because of the work of His will. As a result, when his creation calls forth to him, he responds. And that response deserves the utmost acclaim and adoration from the recipients of his so great working power. Then in Revelation 5, 6 through 14, we bring this consideration to a close with the magnificent and eternal declaration that will fill the entirety of the limitless of the eternal ages of ages. There will be that worship and praise and adoration given to God as His redeemed saints proclaim His wondrous working power in the course of all that He has done forever and forever. This is the manifestation of His only begotten Son, the perfect sacrifice of redemption for those who will believe and receive the freely offered gift of salvation, eternally established through the glorious resurrection power of the Lamb of God. Revelation 5, 6 through 14. And I saw between the throne with the four living creatures and the elders a lamb standing as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he came and he took it out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having one a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy art thou to take the book and to break its seals, for thou wast slain and didst purchase for God with thy blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And thou hast made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth. And I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. And every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and all the sea and all the things in them, I heard saying, To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. And the four living creatures kept saying, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshipped. So be it, and amen. I call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. Amen. Amen.